Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Man, I don't know if you heard about this, but this particular, it just so touched my heart. There's so many things we want to be able to share with you. But this man, he's in his 90s. His name, I'll tell you his name in just a moment. He's in his 90s. And he began, his wife had already passed to go on to be with the Lord. And so he was just sitting there just meditating on his life with her. And his name was Fred. And he just thought, man, my goodness, you know, I just really miss her. So he began to write a song called "Oh Sweet Lorraine." That was his wife's name.
Oh yeah.
And you got to hear him right now. You got to hear they had a songwriting contest to be able to, you know, who has the best song, and they were broadsided by this 96-year-old man, Fred, who just kind of scribbled it out. He had no text. He didn't have a computer. He just wrote it on the paper and melded in with a stamp and all that for freaks people out. But you got to listen. It just totally melts your heart. Listen up.
Earlier this summer, Green Shoe Studio launched its singer-songwriter contest. It's a contest that someone can upload their video onto YouTube and send us the link. We felt it was a good way that we could really tie into the local community and really get a feel for the music that's going on around here. But we didn't quite expect an entry like Fred's.
How'd I meet Lorraine? She was a car hop at the NW Root Beer Stand in East Peoria. And she brought the trays to the car. And that was in about 1938. We dated for 2 years. Then we married. 26 would have been our 73rd anniversary. She gave me 75 years of her life. Well, she was just prettiest girl I ever saw. Yeah, and she was real timid like, but I just fell in love with her right there. Yeah.
What made Fred's entry so special to us was, well, number one, it's an online singer-songwriter contest. People were supposed to upload their videos, but instead of a video, we received a very large manila envelope titled Green Shoe Studio Singer-Songwriter Contest. Well, I was excited to see what it was and open it up, and lo and behold, it was a letter from a 96-year-old man who said, "I've written a song for my wife." He said in the letter that he was not a musician and that he was not actually a very good singer. In fact, on the actual envelope itself, it says, "P.S. I don't sing. I would scare people. Ha ha." So it's a letter from this 96-year-old man. He sounds like a sweet guy. But as I'm reading through the letter, I begin to realize that his wife had just passed away a month earlier. And so having known that, I started reading through the song. And he titled it Sweet Lorraine. And listening to the lyrics and the passion behind the lyrics and the letter he sent us, it was so heartwarming.
Well, after she passed away, I was just sitting in the front room one evening by myself, and just come right to me almost, and just kept humming and that, singing it, and that's how it come to write it. It just seemed like it just fit her. Yeah.
Green Shoe Studio decided to take Fred's lyrics and bring them to life. We decided to put them to professional music, professionally recorded. We wanted to have a professional singer sing on this song. You know, our mission here at Green Shoe Studio is to change our community one dream at a time. And what a better way to do it?
Well, I saw Jacob's ad in the paper about the contest that he was going to put on. So I just thought, oh, shoot, I'll just write a letter and send it all in. And never thinking that get an answer or something. But then he called one day, and I was surprised.
We decided we were going to do this just by reading the letter without even meeting Fred. So I called him up one day and said, Fred, we were touched by your story. Now, it didn't meet the criteria of our singer-songwriter contest, but we're going to do something even better for you. I said, we're going to record your song. We're going to have professionals do this. We're going to have a professional take so that, you know, it's not just lyrics anymore. It's bringing it to life. And he goes, oh, that's just so great, but, you know, how much is that going to cost me? I don't have any money. And I said, Fred, you misunderstand me. We're going to do all this for free. And he began to cry on the phone and say, why would you do this for me? And I told him, I said, Fred, it's not that we are doing this for you. It's, you know, we're doing this together because music means so much to so many people. And your song touched us. And we feel like this is the best way to do this.
Oh, sweet Lorraine, I wish we could do the good times all over again. Oh, sweet Lorraine, life only goes around once, but never again. Oh, sweet Lorraine, I wish we could do the good times all over again. The good times all over again, but the memories will always linger on. Oh, sweet Lorraine, the memories will always linger on.
Very cool. I like that.
I probably spent more time with his song than I have with most other people's songs. To be honest, I was a little nervous taking it to him. I've been a singer and a songwriter for years, but I must admit this is the first time in probably 10 years I've actually been nervous giving someone a song that we have taken, because it meant so much to him, it meant so much to me.
Hoping you like it.
Yeah.
And once I said it's not done yet, but I'm gonna let you hear it, okay?
Yeah.
Tell me when you're ready.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, sweet Lorraine, I wish we could do all the good times over again. Oh, sweet Lorraine, life only goes around once, but never again. Oh, sweet Lorraine, I wish we could do all the good times over again. The good times, the good times, the good times, all over again. The good times, the good times, the good times, all over again. But the memories always linger on. Oh, sweet Lorraine, no, I don't wanna move on. Oh, the memories always linger on. Oh, sweet Lorraine, that's why I wrote you this song. Oh, sweet Lorraine, I wish we could do all the good times over again. Oh, sweet Lorraine, life only goes around once, but never again. Oh, sweet Lorraine, I wish we could do all the good times over again. The good times, the good times, all the good times, all over again.
This is wonderful.
Good.
Just wonderful.
Good. I'm glad you like it. So glad you like it.
It's wonderful. That was a wonderful 75 years that I just often think that kind of unreal, dreaming or something, but it was real. That's all I can say, real. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I really, really miss her. Just don't see him right. Yeah, just like a dream. Yeah. Yeah.
Amazing. I want to encourage you to go right now to the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com and buy his song. We have a link there. You can go right to iTunes to be able to buy his song. Let's support Fred. My heart just melted.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.